Blog Talk Radio.
आज तो खेलेगा ना?
Ready?
Fetch!
अबे, आए, बड़ा lazy lazy रहता है ये.
अरे नहीं नहीं वो तो breedy ऐसी है.
थोड़ा royal है.
Relaxed, आराम पसंद.
लियो, hey!
अरे सेम ब्रीड
कमी इसमें नहीं इसके न्यूट्रिशन में.
That's why Purina Supercoat with a smart blend of real chicken, protein, vitamins and minerals that gives your dog a healthy mind and body. Purina Supercoat, unleash their super.
From Nestle.
Yeah. Good evening, and thank you guys for tuning in for tonight for another episode, our 2747th presentation of Ngozi Time Multimedia LLC in our 1254th episode of Damon Network. We are live from Lagos, Nigeria. You can call in at 516-453-9133. Press 1 to join the conversation. Brought to you by them boys at Looking Glass Entertainment. Tonight's topic is, we are the change we seek for our future generation. We decided not to stand on the side. We wanted to be the change we seek. Tonight, I have No Cap Feet from South Carolina and Kent Osborne from Georgia. Two amazing trailblazers. I tell you, they are setting the path for some amazing people to come. I tell you, I am super excited about the show on tonight. I tell y'all, this morning, my scripture was Matthew 7:12. So in everything, do unto others what you would have them to do unto you. For the Psalms stood up, the law and the prophet. So I ask, are you following the golden good rule? What's your personal golden rule? Tonight, are you treating others how you want them to treat you? I tell you, I'm excited tonight. I'm excited. I want to know if my guests are on. Kent, No Cap, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
I'm here.
I'm super excited to have you guys on. I tell you, I personally know Kent, amazing man of God. I tell you, he's amazing. His testimony, I can't wait to allow him to share. No Cap, I don't personally know her, but I'm connected to her. The first conversation we had was amazing. I'm so excited about this conversation, y'all. I'm shaking over here because I know that people are going to be touched on tonight. So I want you guys to share this broadcast. If y'all would take a moment to share this with somebody, if y'all would please call in to 516-453-9133, press 1 to join the conversation because we want to hear from you too. But tonight I want to start this conversation off with Mr. Kent because Mr. Kent, he has an amazing testimony that I know we don't have enough time, but I know it's going to touch somebody tonight. Mr. Kent, share just a little bit about who you are.
Well, my name is Kent Osborne. I'm a motivational speaker. I'm an author with my own book, From Prison to Power. I'm also a life coach. I'm an entrepreneur, you know, my own trucking company, KO Trucking. And I also have a nonprofit organization on which we work with youth, you know, going in and out of detention centers and, you know, prison, speaking to the kids and stuff like that. My days ain't always been so bright. You know, I haven't always been doing what I'm doing right now. And I forgot to mention, I'm a man of God. You know, got to put that in there, definitely man of God. But my days ain't always been so bright. You know, I lost my parents young, dad at 5, mom at 9, and, you know, I had to go live with my aunt till I was 14 years old and end up running away from her house because me and my aunt didn't get along. And, you know, I got into the streets when I ran away and started hanging out with the wrong crowd. You know, the people you hang around plays a major role in your life. You hang around losers, you're going to become a loser. Hang around winners, you're going to become a winner. I just started hanging around all these losers, and I found myself losing in life. I found myself, you know, getting on drugs, popping pills, snorting powder, drinking, robbing, stealing, snatching purses. So I found myself in and out of jail and prison twice. You know, and that second time in prison, I end up giving my life to Christ after a guy told me that if I wanted to be successful, I need to give my life to Christ. And that's what I did, you know, gave my life to Christ in prison, you know, that second time. And since then, man, my life been, you know, just going up, just going higher and higher, just so, you know, God just been blessing me and, you know, taking me higher and higher. So that's a little bit about Ken Osborne.
Wow, that's amazing. That's amazing. I'm going to come back to you. I want to hear just a little bit about Fee so the guests, those that are listening, can just get a little glimpse of who y'all are. Fee, if you would just share just a little bit about you.
Definitely. So, obviously, my name is Felicia Oliver, and I go by No Cap Fee. So I actually am an entrepreneur. I've started the Chris Roebuck Foundation, obviously, to encourage Stop the Violence and keep Chris Roebuck name alive in a good way. So we basically just reach out to not just the youth, just, you know, our surrounding communities. And that's my drive. That's my passion. I eat, sleep, and think, and I breathe foundation. And I also pray every day for a shield of protection, because it's also amazing that, you know, not just the people that you can run into along the way, but, you know, those people that you don't run into that know of you, they can, you know, still try to throw knives in your back. So we always, and for Kent, you as well, you know, I will start praying for protection on your behalf as well, because what we're doing is not easy. But I started my organization, my business, it's the LLC, Chris Roebuck Foundation, LLC, one, to keep his name alive, and two, to just, you know, spread awareness about Stop the Violence. So that's pretty much me in a nutshell. That's what keeps me moving.
So if you would please share with those that are listening, because they may not know who Chris Roebuck is. If you would share just a little bit about the foundation.
Of course, I would love to. I can talk all day about that. Chris Roebuck was a 22-year-old black male who lost his life due to gun violence. And it happened in Anderson, South Carolina, here in the States. And there was, you know, there's no justice. That was in 10/22/18. So we're in 21, and, you know, my goal is obviously one day we're still hoping for justice. But, you know, if we can save a life or two along the way, then, you know, that's our goal. But he was a father. He was a father to three kids. He was a son, a brother, an uncle. And he lost his life to gun violence. And I feel like that's the stupidest thing. That's the stupidest thing. And I, you know, to me, that's just the dumbest thing, to just, you know, blatantly kill someone and continue to live your life as if nothing happened. That's just stupid to me. But that's who Chris Roebuck was. Now, who Chris Roebuck is, he is a business. He is changing lives. He changed my life. He is, you know, a powerful black man now, but he was another statistic. So I'm trying to change that around.
Wow. That's amazing. This story really hits home for me, you guys, because the young guy that she's talking about just so happened to be my cousin. So when I had the opportunity to run across her, because my family is very large, so I did not personally get the chance to know Chris. But through this young lady, I've had the opportunity to get to know my cousin in his afterlife. I'm getting to know him now. So I thank you for what you're doing. I thank you for that. I'm going to come back to you in a little while if you just hold on. I want to give Kent an opportunity to talk about his amazing organization, because I am a part of that amazing organization. Prison to Power is an amazing organization that a lot of people need to hear about, because it's going to change lives. And I thank Kent for stepping out on faith. I want him to share just a little bit about the organization, if he would, please.
Yeah, so on the organization is Prison to Power, and in Prison to Power we have different programs. You know, and one of the major programs we have is called the STEP program. And we also have the Detention Center program. And under the Detention Center program, we go into, you know, different youth prisons, detention centers, and speak to the kids and tell them about God and, you know, get them saved. And we have this STEP program, which is called Successful Truancy Empowerment and Intervention Program. So we're dealing with truancy. And basically what truancy is unexcused absences. So when these kids start missing school, there's always underlying problems to why these kids are missing schools. It could be, you know, it could be the parents not being on their kids and making them go to school and letting them stay home. It could be, you know, drugs. It could be sex. It could be the people they're hanging around, you know. And what does truancy leads to? You know, it leads to all kind of things. It leads to, you know, dropping out of school. It could lead to crime, homelessness, joblessness. So it leads to all kind of different things. So we have the program to be able to help kids from being truant. So if they have like more than 10 unexcused absences, them are the kids that we're going to have inside our program. And we're going to get referrals from the juvenile, you know, justice department, from the probation office, the schools. So that's one of the programs inside of the Prison to Power umbrella, which is the truancy program. So we have the truancy program, we have the juvenile detention center program, and we also had a street program where we were going out right before the COVID, and we were going to like different cities around Georgia, and we were setting up these Saving Our Youth events where we invite the community out. We'll have free food, and, you know, I will perform, and we'll have speakers to come out. I'll speak to the kids and have other speakers. So we went to a couple of cities before the COVID, and we're really about to take off with that until COVID came along. So that's a little bit of the Prison to Power nonprofit organization that we have going on.
I got one question for you. What really made you say, okay, I want to start this organization. I want to give. What made you want to give back? You could have got out and said, let me get my life together and just go on and focus on you getting you together. But what made you want to pour back into other people?
I got to say, you know, it was God, you know, that gave me the vision to do it, you know, and just changing my life and giving it to him. You know, I always wanted to be a successful rapper, you know, and I was doing secular rap before. And, you know, basically a lot of the youth, you know, listen to rap. And I always wanted to be a rapper, but when I went to prison and the guy told me that, you know, if you want to be successful, you need to give your life to God. So I was telling him, if I give my life to God, you're saying that God's going to help me be successful in my rapping business. He said yes. So that kind of right there really made me want to start working more with the youth, because I started, once I gave my life to God, I started doing Christian rap. You know, like I said, a lot of the rap, you know, I was geared toward the youth, so I was doing Christian rap. And every time before I would perform at a church, I would always tell my testimony. Like, even before I said one lyric, I say the testimony, right? And that engages the people through the testimony. And then I go into the music. So as I was doing that for, you know, a few years, I just decided to go into, like, motivational speaking, because I'm like, man, I'm already motivational speaking when I'm getting up and telling my testimony before I perform. So from that day, I was like, you know what? I just need to open up an actual nonprofit organization and just start working with, you know, kids hands-on, because I was already working with them, like I say, when I was doing music, the rap music. So that's kind of what steered me in the way, really wanting to be hands-on and start a nonprofit organization and work with kids like that from the music.
Wow. Well, I want to thank you for sharing that, and I'm glad that you stepped out on faith and open the organization, we have a track from Grammy Award-winning gospel vocalist John P. Key, and we'll be right back.
John P. Key, come on!
Let's do it!
You don't clap your hands! I apologize for science. No disrespect to medicine.
Kirk Franklin, yo!
I was created to worship. Listen, new life!
I was made to worship. Worship you.
Come on!
In the country, yo!
That sounds so good.
I'm a worshiper. This is what I do. Welcome back. Welcome back. See. So, see.
Yes, ma'am.
You're into music too, I hear.
Yeah, I am.
So what has that journey been like?
That journey, it has been, it was awesome. And I'm just going to be honest with you, it was awesome. And then when I realized that I start putting in more time with, you know, the foundation, that's when I was like, yeah, let me stop playing with these people and turn up for Chris. So the journey for music, it was really good. But I think I've had my share of good times. So.
And what was your journey like? What did you do in music?
I'm a saxophonist. I'm an urban saxophonist. And I always like to say the word urban because of my style, my creativity. So we play with, you know, live bands, do live shows, some really great venues, met some really great people. I have an album out, by the way, 315. And then I released a song called Lost Ones in memory of Chris. You can go and listen to that on any platform you choose.
Wow. I tell you, you guys are amazing. I want people to be able to reach out to you guys. So I want y'all to share how they can reach out. Mr. Kent, we got to talk about your books. So I'm going to let Fee share how individuals can contact her before we continue this conversation, because sometimes I forget to do that at the end. So I want people to know how they can contact you, how they can reach you, how they can follow you on social media, if you will.
Okay. Okay. Social media. My personal page obviously is No Cap Fee, but I always direct people to the business page, which is Christopher with a K, Najee Roebuck Foundation. So basically type in Chris Roebuck Foundation with a K and we'll pop up. We have over 800 followers, so I'm hoping that we have some listeners and, you know, people that's wanting to engage and stop the violence. And we also actually have another surprise coming on this Friday, a huge announcement, a little bit of expansion to be involved. So I hope that, you know, we get the following and people can, you know, tune in for that announcement as well.
All right. Well, I thank you for sharing. Mr. Kent.
Yes.
So your book. Because you do a lot. You're an entrepreneur. You have your own trucking company. You have your own nonprofit. You're an author. You're a motivational speaker. Share your book.
Oh, yeah, so the book From Prison to Power is basically what I went through and how I made it out of what I went through. So it's filled with, like, you know, different mistakes, you know, losing my parents and having to stay at my aunt, you know, and getting into the streets and, you know, making all the bad choices, you know, the prison, the rapping. So it's basically what I've been through. Everything that I've been through is uncut, is raw, you know, it's transparent. And the ending, like I say, is how I made it out of what I went through. So it's for anybody that's going through something, or maybe you know someone that's going through something, or maybe you have somebody that's locked up, or, you know somebody that's locked up that may need to read that book, because it will help them. It will help them to change their life and direct their path, you know, and getting them back on the right, you know, back on the right track if they messed up in life. So that's what my book is about, From Prison to Power. And the book is on Amazon. You can find it on Amazon, and you can find it on my website, which is KentOsborne.com.
I tell you, you guys are definitely walking in purpose, and you're definitely exercising your power. I always ask my guests, and those that follow me know I'm stuck on this power thing. Like, I want people to understand that they have a purpose and that they have power on the inside of them, and if they just tap into it. What does that word power mean to you, Fee? Fee, you there? Hello? Kent, are you there?
Can you hear me now?
Uh-huh, I can hear you.
Okay, perfect. I'm sorry, you went out for a second. I just caught the last
the word,
little bit
power.
Of the
power. Can you hear me?
I can hear you fine, yes.
Okay, so I was asking the word power, what does that word resonate to you? What does that word mean to you?
The word power? That mean, oh man, that's a lot. I'd have to say for me, the word power, I always hold on to this, is there is no tomorrow. The word power is like I can conquer, and I'm not going to say I can just do, but I can conquer what the naysayer said I couldn't. Power is like I can do whatever I set my mind to, whatever I set my heart to do. I can do it. Nobody's going to stop me except me, period. That's power.
Wow.
There is no tomorrow.
No tomorrow. Like, I did an interview earlier today with one of my co-hosts because I also do, I'm the commissioner on the network, so I did an interview earlier today. And he mentioned this phrase that I hear a lot of people say when they leave here, they want to leave here empty. They want to give all that they can give to this world. And when they, wherever they rest at, they want to be empty when they rest. And that's where I am right now. I want to be empty when I leave here. I'm trying to utilize that power that God has put on the inside of me to impact lives. And I see Mr. Kent with that power word all over the place. Every time I go to his page, I see it on his van. He got that van wrapped real nice. I see it everywhere. What does that word mean to you?
Oh man, that word has a big meaning to me. You know, when you say prison to power, and I want people to, you know, really understand what prison to power means. You know, 'cause when you hear it, you would think like a person coming out of prison, and he got power. But really what it means is that the prison starts in the mind, right? So the prison is in the mind. So if you can break up out that mental prison, you can step out that physical prison. And the power is the power that God gives us over our life. Because we won't have no power if it wasn't for God. Like, God gives us life. He gives us breath. He gives us power. And when he freed me out of my mental prison, he gave me power over every aspect of my life. You know, whether it was finances, my relationship, spiritual. You know, he just gave me power over everything, over family. So that's what power means to me. It means God, having God in my life. And with God in my life, I have power. Without him, I didn't have any power.
Wow. I want to share with you guys what he dropped in my spirit. And I'm telling you that you guys both represent this word to me. And the P stands for position. You guys are positioning yourselves to overcome any obstacle or anything that can or will come at you because of your experiences and the things that you're doing right now. So that's the P and the O. The W stands for being a willing vessel, because you're a willing vessel to be used for his glory. It ain't about us, but it's about the lives that we can impact. You know, and not, even if we don't see it, it's for those that's going to come after us that can benefit from what we're doing right now. So thank you for being a willing vessel. Thank you for being that W in power. And that E in power. That's what it is, in power. Because y'all tap into the power that's on the inside of y'all so that y'all can release it on the outside so that it can input into other people to empower them. That's what that E stands for, y'all. Oh, we. God is good. The R is for resilience. No matter what came at you, you kept going. You kept going. you know, the word fire keep coming at me. It keep dropping in my spirit because, you know, it's just like we be in the midst of stuff and stuff be coming at us. And it's just like we just be getting burnt all up. But we come out the fire. It don't even look like we've been in the fire. It don't even look like we've been. No burns, no smelling like smoke, no soot, no nothing. We talking about just as white as snow.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's because we got resilience. We withstand. Thank you guys for being examples of power so that other people can see and have something to pull on. I thank you guys for being who you are. Kent, I want you to share with those that are tuned in how they can reach out to you, how they can contact you.
Yeah, you can contact me on at my website, which is www.kentosbourne, spelled Osbourne, O-S-B-O-U-R-N-E. Do not forget the U. So it's kentosbourne.com. You can also reach out on Instagram at KO. The Motivational Speaker or Prison to Power. You can reach out to me on Facebook on Kent Osbourne and also on my Prison to Power page, which is the business page. I'm on Twitter, Kent Osbourne. You can go to my YouTube. I have a YouTube channel, which is Jamaican Prince 1. You just type in Jamaican Prince 1. My channel will pop up and you'll see numerous videos and interviews and stuff I've been doing for the last 10 years, probably even longer than that. So them are the ways you can reach out. Also, you can go to www.prisontopower.org. So that's what the nonprofit organization is, prisontopower.org, and that's how you can, you know, reach out to Kent Osbourne. And my music and stuff is on iTunes. So you can go to iTunes and pick up my music. And it's all the music also on my website.
Amazing, amazing, amazing. Well, we have a track coming up, another track from John P. Keith.
Before we do that, you know, first of all, no cap Z as well as Kent, thank you for coming on to OD Dynasty. You know, this is Oladele Malewa Ghost, the CEO of these, you know, OD stations. This show has been inspiring for a whole lot of people out there in the internet world. This track goes out to a personal family member. And I was called to do it by God because this young lady went through a whole lot, Angela, and she overcame those odds to come back to Oni Dynasty. Her name is Sister Bessie the Truther, and I talked to her about this, and this song is dedicated to her and to all the folks out there that go through something in their life. Remember that God is there for you, especially when you're going through the your hurt and your pain, he's closer to you at that time than ever before. Now, John P. Key and the New Life Community Choir, Durham, North Carolina, that's why we praise you.
Send a storm, send the rain, another trial.
Oh,
but by your power I feel it. There are people running scared of what they see, trying to find the way. Rumors of war threaten our land, but I know you got it all in the palm of your hand. You're worthy to be praised. Lord, I'm so grateful.
That's why I praise him. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. I tell you, that song right there, it touched me. It touched me because I don't know if y'all know. A lot of y'all may not know, but I am a domestic violence survivor. I am a suicide attempt survivor. I to take my own life so many times, I lost count. But God is good. God is good. I thank him for exactly who he is and what he is doing in all of our lives, because you never know who may be tuned in and is listening and may have just needed what has been shared on today. Fee, I thank you for doing exactly what you're doing, because gun violence is something that I'm passionate about. I actually did a rally right after I was shot. In Anderson, against domestic and gun violence.
I did a rally. I walked with my cane. They pushed me in a wheelchair part of the way, and I walked with a cane the other part of the way. But I just wanted to take a stand because I was tired of seeing the domestic violence and the gun violence that was taking place in Anderson. I'm from Anderson, born and raised, lived there all my life, most of my life, and it's sad. And I thank you from the bottom of my heart for what you're doing, not just for
my
family, but for what you're doing for Anderson. They need this, and I thank you so much. And I know so many people are going to be touched by this. We actually have caller number one in queue. Caller number one, can you tell me where you're calling from and your name, please?
Yeah, how you doing? Oh, my gosh. It's True Friend Willa Guy.
Hey, Willa Guy. How are you?
Calling from Philly.
How are you tonight?
Oh, shoot. I'm feeling like different from what you just said. I never knew all that information that you just said to me was like, oh, my goodness. And when I just heard it just now, this is my first time receiving it, so I'm like, oh, my goodness. God is really good. But see, some people don't know how to say all the time. Some people be like, no, God did something to me that and that. And I'm like, wait a minute. What did God do to you, right? Since you're so ignorant, that you didn't like. The only thing I could think of, he made you wake up or set you free or maybe let you see yourself. That, oops, bad word. Bad word. That's a bad word in America. If you ever get a chance to look at yourself in the mirror, you'd be like, is that me going outside today looking like, yes, it is. Bad words. But how you doing? And I like the people that you got in the building because, oh, my gosh, I'm getting illustrated. Brother O drop music. I'm about to act like a fool because I'm about to grow up. No, I'm not. I don't even want to grow up yet. I want to be like Peter Pan. I ain't lying.
Willa Guy, how are you tonight? You have to share with my guests who you are.
Oh, damn. Yeah, oh, I'm sorry, bad word. Dang. And every time, listen, kids, if you're listening to this show, do not say that word. Say D-A-N-G. Put the G in it, say dang. So then you can't get it spanking. And you can still say the word and it means a point. You'd be like, dang. Anyway, hey, how you doing, man? I'm one of the craziest, livest brothers in the city, Philly. Call me Willa Guy, a.k.a. DJ Chill. I'm a problem and a problem in a good way. I got people already telling me, shut up. What happened? What? Oh, I got the dog. Go ahead.
Ooh,
all right, anyway,
God.
How you doing? Yeah, I'm live and direct. I'm sorry. And I'm from Philly. And I'm in New Eagles chair. And I'm in my situation. But the best thing about life is, as of March 22nd, I become a real problem because I grow up. But I might not show up. Because if I show up, then I got to blow up. That's why I'm in the thing. You got to grow up to show up so you can blow up. If I, huh?
So,
and downstairs.
Well, God, when is your show? When is your show?
Oh, it's show is coming on this Friday, right? And I like what I'm hearing tonight, so y'all keep on doing what y'all do and don't stop by the rock. But my show is this Friday. It's called Two Thorough by Willa God, and my topic is, and it's so crazy, I shouldn't do it. I'm going to do it anyway. It's called Dumb Stuff in America. Life Experiences, Part 1. And on top of that, a pre-birthday bash for myself, Willa God, a.k.a. DJ Chill, that night. Well, I'm going to bring out the characters of Old Head Charlie. What's his name? G, White Boy G, or G, some people might get offended. And hopefully, what was this, and hopefully, if Brother O can help me find that character. And other things, I'm going to do this, you know, inappropriate and fun at the same time. Well, we have other people as guest and yourself as a guest and anybody else that want to speak freely about dumb stuff that's happening in America, life experiences, because I got a lot to say. So, you know, tune in Friday.
Well, I'll make sure I stop in. I'm going to shout stop in on Friday.
Please make sure you say all the dumb things you've seen only in America. And that's party at the same time. Because Brother O going to get some music. I don't know what he's going to play, but I can't wait to hear it. Because the last show he played, he kind of interrupted my brain. Because I was like, dad, this boy insane. He's dropping some hot damn tracks. I'm sorry. I didn't mean it. But how y'all doing? How are
you? Oh, wait. See you. Bye. Brother O, do you have another track for me?
I always have another track for you, girlie. And of course, tonight, you know, understand that God is the greatest. And we're going to continue this wonderful, wonderful conversation with No Cat Fee and Kent Osborne right here on these only stations. It's Angela, y'all. Walking in your purpose. What you going to do? Let's get it.
He is on the cover of the greatest thing that ever happened to me. Show some love in this house. Listen. Don't you agree? Yeah.
Number two and Q. Caller number two, where are you calling from? And can you state your name, please?
Caller number two,
are you there?
Caller number two.
Hi.
My name is Huni Barkatun, a.k.a. the Magic Man Haru, and currently calling from Nashville, Tennessee.
And how are you?
Well, I'm doing great, enjoying the show. I'm doing great as usual. You know, you always bring real, real good shows and enjoying your special guest and their testimony. And, you know, I'm just definitely calling in to show my divine love and support as always, as much as I can. And that's pretty much where it's at. I really, really appreciate it. Seems like the gentleman, the prison ministry, I think I recall one time before. I don't know if he actually came on this show. Or I know you got a lot of different shows, but he do seem familiar. And much respect to the other sisters.
He was on.
Your special guest as well.
He was. Mr. Kent was on before. He was on the minute part of last year. Yes. And I think I've had him on one of my other shows, so you probably you've heard him. I think I wanted to connect you guys. I wanted to hook you guys up. So we're going to do that off air. I definitely want to connect you guys. So,
oh, no doubt. I'm sorry.
No, Brother Huni, I want you to share with my guests exactly who you are.
Okay, well, I am... a recently inducted Hall of Fame class of 2020 as of November. I also was voted and received one of the most prestigious awards for our company here at OME Dynasty as the overall host of the year. And I'm also known as the Master Sound Therapist, Master Sound Healer, and the Grand Architect of the Universe. I also have a show that's actually coming on tomorrow night as well.
Wow. And thank you for calling in and always supporting. You are amazing.
It takes one to know one. Thank you. Thank you so much.
Thank you. So back to Fee and Kent. I know this COVID has slowed us all down with our projects and things that we were doing. So with a lot of things opening back up, I want to see what you guys have going on. See, what do you have in line for the organization? Anything coming up that you want to share with those that are tuned in?
Yes. I have a lot coming up. I made a status the other day that I said that February was actually my January. That was my start. But actually, it seems like March is my January. obviously, Chris Roebuck, his birthday will be March 24th. So, you know, for the listeners out there, if you guys could just, you know, just wish him a happy birthday. Not March, I'm sorry, April 24th. His birthday is April 24th. March, we actually have a Ride for Unity happening on March the 20th. That will kick us off for our first annual Ride for Unity. And we're calling all of the biker boys, the fancy cars, the hot rides, and it's going to be a day of an event for family and friends. We have live painters, we have bounce houses being donated, and then we also, throughout our communities, we have our Change for Change campaign, and that's just in convenience stores. And I always tell people, follow the movement by using hashtag LLKR. But we have the Change for Change campaign happening in April, April 23rd. We're actually doing a signature drink release. And also, I might as well go ahead and say it, this Friday we are actually launching our nonprofit organization, and it is actually Chris Cares Incorporated. So we have a lot coming up, to say the least.
Wow, wow. Well, I am super proud.
Yeah, man.
make sure you let me know how I can play a part in all of that. I'm actually in Atlanta, so I may be able to, and you know, my birthday April the 1st, so, you know, April is my month, so yeah, definitely can come through and support. Brother Kent, what do you have going on?
Oh, man.
What do you have coming up?
Well, you know, still promoting, you know, the Prison to Power book, definitely this year. One of the major things that we have going on that we're actually wanting to get going on this year is that nonprofit organization building that we're trying to do the mentorship program. So we're asking God and praying to God, you know, need everybody to pray for us. We're trying to find a building, you know, to where we can house our program out of, this mentorship program with the youth. So that's something big this year that's on my list that I want to accomplish before the end of this year. Also, just growing my trucking company. You know, I just bought another truck a couple months ago, and looking to purchase another truck. You know, in the next 3 to 4 months. So just growing that, and just from that, like I always tell people, like what are you becoming? You know what I'm saying? So everything that I was going through, like, what was I becoming? And just being an entrepreneur, man, I've learned so much stuff. And it's a lot of stuff I want to teach the kids. You know, once we do, you know, God allow us to get that building and we're doing this mentorship program and we're hands-on with these kids, you know, teaching these kids about financial literacy is very important to me, because it's a lot of stuff that I've been learning about financial literacy that I didn't know, you know, growing up. But man, from doing this business and what I'm doing right now, I've learned a lot. I've been reading books and studying, and I just want to be able to give back, you know, to the youth. So that's one of the things that the major things I'm doing this year is working on getting that building, you know, teaching these kids financial literacy, entrepreneurship, and study pushing the book.
Wow, y'all are definitely doing some amazing things. Y'all are walking in purpose. I tell you, touching lives, impacting lives. I call it the E3 experience. Y'all are educating, empowering, and encouraging others to walk in their purpose and to leave their imprint on this world. I thank you guys for all that you are doing. We have one last track that I want to get on, and it is by Grammy Award-winning gospel vocalist John P. Keith.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Old school rules. Put your hands on it. Come on. Was your blood.
Come on, God has worked all my
To close for tonight, I want to get you guys' thought on your experiences for tonight. Kent, what has this experience been like for you tonight?
Oh, man, it's been awesome. It's been great being able to thank you for allowing me to, you know, share my story and share what I've been through with God, I've been doing in my life, because, you know, we overcome, you know, from my testimony. That's something my wife was talking about, you know, overcoming from. You know, our testimony that, you know, somebody else that out there that's going through the same thing, maybe they know somebody that's going through it, and when they hear that, you know, somebody then went through something and made it out of it, they feel that they can do it. You know, God did it for them. You know, he can do it for me. If they made it out, you know, I can make it out. So it's been, man, it's been awesome. Thank you for allowing me to come on and share my story and be on the platform.
Thank you for coming. And Fee?
I had an amazing time. Ken, I'm going to send you a request on Facebook. maybe we can network in the future, you know. But I had an amazing time, and just thank you for everything I do is, one, God first, two, Chris Roebuck second. So thank you for another chance to say Chris Roebuck and tell his story. So I appreciate it, and I had an amazing time, so thank you for having me.
Thank you guys for coming on. It is Ngozi time.
Well, first of all, I want to thank you know, Fee and Kent for coming on this program tonight. Let me tell you something right now. You know, and I'm not ashamed of it. You know, my mother and father were loving parents, you know, and instilled in me that anointing to do what I was called to do, to understand music and to grow up in the grand Church of God in Christ and to be able to experience, you know, those choirs, those back home hours. You know what I'm saying? You know, everybody knows how my beliefs, but that thing there, man, the anointing of God through John P. Key, you know, he's one of the few people that I listen to, you know, off the air, Fee and Kent, right? Answer knows my story. For me, tears come down my eyes when I hear John. You know, John is anointed by God, and he touches my spirit. He's one of the greatest gospel singers to ever live. And he's serious about that choir down in Durham, North Carolina. He's serious about New Life. And you can't come on in without having the experience and being, you know, having that anointing in your life to touch others and to change others. You know, it's the gift and the message of God. And we all hear those type messages, right, Angela? We hear those messages. Will you take heed? Will you be able to grow? Be able to go and be able to experience life and to change lives? This thing is about people. I always say that this thing's about people. And I am never going to be ashamed of, you know, my experiences in the Church of God in Christ, you know, and be able to understand the music that this is. You know, Angela, you know, this show is for me tonight, okay? Because what is life? I never, ever, you know, was asked by Angie, but I'm going to go there tonight. Love is the first letter. Love of what you do and love changing people and making them believe that they're better than what they ever could be. You know what I mean? Another level is an L, right? Oh, it's for me. For the things that I do on a constant basis for this network. O stands for me. How about that, Angie? O stands for Oladele. V. Being very, very extraordinary, like, you know, Nat King Cole sang those beautiful songs, right, about love. V is victory. Waking up, knowing that if you survive 2020, you are the miracle. Standing your purpose and understand that you survived the worst year in human existence in all the countries, not just America, but everybody suffered in this pandemic. Yeah. You are the miracle.
Yep. Yep.
And then E is everything. What is your everything tonight? Who is your everything tonight? God is my everything tonight. And my name is Oladele Mele-Ringozi, the greatest producer in internet radio history. And, of course, tomorrow night on these O&E stations, we have the 2020 International Internet Radio Hall of Fame broadcasting enshrinee for the class of 2020, the outstanding Magic Man Haru, the master sound therapist, Huni Bakatun. We will aware you 9:30. That's the name of the show, y'all. We will aware you 9:30 Eastern. Standard time on these O&D stations. Remember, on Sunday, we'll be back in, you know, I'll be saying Eastern Daylight Time after Sunday, you know, but tomorrow night, 9:30 Eastern, you know, standard time on these O&D stations, and of course, Damon Network has advertising to O&D, which is Oladele Ngozi Enterprise, which is, of course, at www.lookingglassentertainment.wordpress.com, as well as Ngozi Prime Time One at Damon.com. We're in Ngozi Time both for Twitter and Instagram, Oladele Ngozi at Pinterest and Google Plus. Oladele Mele goes to Facebook as well as our business page, Walking in Purpose with Angela, as well as the historic, determined, and motivated Online Now Network, established 2016. And any comments, suggestions, or wonderful programs tonight, oladele.ngozi@gmail.com, and I am your mother and father's favorite producer, Oladele Mele Ringozi, saying good night and good luck to all the folks out there in Armed Force Radio that support us on a constant basis. Thank you, soldiers and sailors. What you do for us on a constant basis, people might not understand it, but you have a purpose because, you know, we need to be protected as a country. And, of course, Fee and Kent, I have something to say to Angela Thomas-Smith. This young lady has been tireless with me you know, understanding the business, being an outstanding and progressive commissioner, doing everything I asked her to do, you know, in her facet. I have never seen a commissioner like her, you know, being able to do the videos, you know, be progressive, ask questions, challenge, you know, host our only honors. This young lady, you know, a lot of times she always giving me the props, right? Fee and Kent, you know, you might not heard a lot of our shows, so I'm going to go there tonight giving her props. You know, this young lady is outstanding. She gives her heart and soul to every single show. One day she will be a CEO of her own network. I have nothing else to say. And I give the mic back to Ansel Thomas Smith.
Oh, yeah. That's what's
amen,
up.
Amen, amen. I want to thank you guys for tuning in on tonight. I tell you, I have truly been blessed. I tell you, Matthew 7 and 12 just been ringing in my spirit. And I want people to understand what you give out comes back. If you give out negative energy, that negative energy is going to come back. So be what you want. You got to give what you want to receive. And that's what I want to leave with you guys. I will see you guys in 4 weeks from tonight. Y'all be blessed. I love you, and there's nothing you can do about it.
Break the flow.